Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
Put them together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Again, tuned into Are You is Personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live from Hopperwoods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King is my first cousin. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. He's filling in for Deacon Marvin Cox, who was scheduled to bring forth God's word on tonight, but he had to be taken to the hospital due to a situation. He needed medical care, so looks like he's going to be hospitalized overnight. So we want to keep Deacon Marvin Cox in our prayers. So we always go to God's throne of grace at the beginning of the show. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. But for all of you that have dialed in on tonight, those of you that are listening through our social media platforms around the world, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready, so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Before we do that, I want you all to touch and agree in prayer for, again, Deacon Marvin Cox. We want to lift up Sister Essie Tipp of Greensboro, North Carolina. Keep her in prayer. She is now in rehab. Praise the Lord for that. And then we want to keep Deacon Levi Bryan and his entire family in prayer as we have a memorial service for his son, Brother Willie Jerome Bryant, at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church on this morning. So we're going to keep that family and all families in prayer that have lost loved ones. Even throughout this new year so far, a lot of people are calling in and texting and putting on Facebook that they have lost loved ones. One family lost two cousins within 1 week. And so that's Kimberly Mallory's family. So we want to keep that family in prayer as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, touch and agree with me in prayer, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight thanking you for who and all that you are, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we come now. Before we ask for anything else, we're going to ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, better of myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. We lift up Deacon Marvin Cox, who has to be taken to the hospital. You know that situation, so we ask that you will continue to touch and strengthen and heal his body as only you can in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up Sister Essie Tutt of Greensboro, North Carolina, who is now in rehab. We give you glory, honor, and praise that she's now out of the hospital, but she is in rehabilitation. So we give you glory, honor, and praise for that. We also lift up Deacon Levi Bryan from the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, his entire family. And we had a memorial service on today for his son, Willie Jerome Bryant. And all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, Sister Kimberly Mallory, and all those that have lost loved ones, we pray, Lord, that you are moved by your Spirit, comfort and strengthen every family as only you can in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you will continue to move by your Spirit, touch, heal, and strengthen, and recover and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether it's in their minds, spirits, or bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can for your glory in the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. So now, Lord, we pray that you are moved by your Spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he get ready to stand in the gap for Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight, as he delivered your word, that it will be received, Heavenly Father, that it will be received in love, and that everyone that hears his word will be blessed by it, that you will be ultimately glorified through it on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We also want to keep Sister Gwen Walker in prayer. She's normally on the line, but she's in Dallas, Texas. Her godson was married on this afternoon, so we want to definitely keep Sister Gwen Walker in our prayers as well. We want to go ahead and give you the spiritual food for thought for tonight. And it comes to us saying, excuses make sure your life stays the same like it was yesterday. That's powerful. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Now think about it. If you really think about it, meditate on it, you find it to be true. Excuses make sure your life stays the same like it was yesterday. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. As we get ready to move forward, and before Pastor Norman King comes on, he's going to share with us for the music break song. He's going to do one of Yolanda Adams' song, The Battle is the Lord by Yolanda Adams. So that's going to be Pastor Norman King's. We're going to use that as a music break song before he brings forth the word on tonight. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Please take note that on next Thursday night, we have Pastor Frederick Chapman, pastor of the New Beginning Bible Church of Detroit, Michigan. He will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. So we're getting ready to receive Pastor Norman King right now. And once again, I do hope and pray that you all have your Bible, pens, and paper ready to follow along. And I want to say thank you, Pastor Norman King, for stepping in and standing in the gap for Deacon Marvin Cox. That's why it's also always
try
important
this
30 that we
seconds bedtime ritual to reverse memory loss.
As a Christian, that we always, as the word of God said, be ye also ready. You know, because we never know when we're going to be called upon to do an assignment for kingdom building. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King, who is ready to deliver God's word.
I'm battling, George. It's the Lord. And then for a
there you go.
they do. According to the master purpose and the Father will. No matter what you in the balcony are going through, remember that God holds your heart a chance to use you. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. We gonna tell the devil that, all right?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that song right there ain't nothing but the truth. Ain't nothing but the truth. The battle is the Lord. Amen. And the Lord is our helper. He's our guider. As the old folks used to always say, he's our all in our all. Come on, somebody. And we give God the praise tonight for another opportunity to be humble. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Because I know that I can't do anything without him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Amen. We can. Yeah, yeah. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us.
Yeah.
But we can't do anything without him. And we want to give God the praise tonight as we come here, you know, to stand in the gap for Deacon Marvin Cox. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to edify, exhort, and comfort one another. So it's all about Jesus Christ anyhow. So be ye also ready. You know, none of us should be shocked or surprised because it's spur of the moment, because you're supposed to, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. So you got to have word in you. Come on. Amen. And then trust the process, which is Jesus Christ, who is our source. Amen. So we trust him. So tonight I want to open up with two verses of scripture. I'm going to talk about more than that, but I'm going to come from two scriptures in particular in the book of Psalms 121. Amen. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2 in the King James Version. It reads, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. At verse 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, we pray unto you. We give you all the glory and the honor. That I may be decreased and that you be increased, that your hearers of your word will be decreased as well, that they be ready and attentive to not me, but to you, your Holy Spirit speaking through me. We know the prayer has been prayed, but we want to continue to pray for the bereaved. Amen. Pray for the sick and the afflicted, Father God. We want to thank God for the ones that's here tonight to receive this word and understand that it's not by chance or not by coincidence, but it's by your design, Father God. We want to say thank you. We love you. And these blessings we ask tonight in Jesus' name pray. Amen and amen. And to God be the glory again. And I want to come from a topic tonight, a brighter day, a brighter day. You know, that song, you know, the one that I played was from one of Yolanda Adams' videos. It's one of the first ones because, you know, if you saw it, I mean, the way she was jumping around on that stage and moving, you just feel the anointing, not just because of that, but it's just that it was on time. I think about God, if he's an on-time God, yes, he is. Amen.
Yes, he is.
So we're looking at a brighter day, amen, and the day is brighter, amen, whether we know it or not or believe it or not, because it's a day we've never seen before, amen. And you know, my grandmother on my mama's side, she always used to be looking up. Mm. As a matter of fact, when I did her eulogy, that was my topic at the eulogy, looking up, because she always looked up. And I think about her when I look at Psalms 121, I would lift up my eyes, and James, and for the hearers as well, when I went to see Aunt Essie the other day, and she looked like her mama, which, you know, my mama and her mama were sisters, and she was sitting right back in that bed, and she had her head looking up like her mama. I said, you ain't looking, we call her mother, dear, dear. I said, if you ain't looking like dear, dear, sitting there right back with your head looking up, amen. So anyway, that's what we got to do. We got to know that it's a brighter day, amen. And when my journey in life seems bleak and uncertain, we got to know that there's a brighter day. Come on, amen. No matter how it looks, amen. Because, see, we got to be able to see through the eyes of the Spirit. So the question is, how can we see in no seeing days? Ain't but one way, and that's through the eyes of the Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and last year, a lot, I use these scriptures. I'm going to, you know, 2 Timothy 3:1-9. I'm not going to read that, but it's still on my, it's in my spirit right now about, now know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And know that there is a brighter day. Amen. No matter how bleak it looks in your life, in my life, no matter how uncertain it seems, just know that there's a brighter day. Amen. And we got to say enough is enough. Amen. We know that, tonight, this evening, I was looking at some video capture from it was just actually in D.C. You hear so much in Chicago, you know, as far as the deaths, the kids, the babies, and everybody. It's all over, but you know, a lot of times they highlight Chicago. But I saw one today that was based out of D.C., and it's all these, this T-shirts has been made from all these killings of all these young people, these babies, these three-year-olds and five-year-olds. And just a couple of days ago, a six-year-old murdered a school teacher, amen. But I'm just saying, we the people of God got to know that there's a brighter day, amen. And with that being said, that means we got to be more about God's way. I'm talking about talking to the church now, the believer, amen. Okay. We must be about God's way more. It's time to turn it up. It's been time, but I'm just saying it for the sake of saying it, amen. It's time to turn it up, amen. God's way, John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, amen. And no man comes to the Father except by me. That's God's way, amen. And man's way, mm-hmm. is Proverbs 14:12, where it says there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the way to the end is death, amen. So we got to be about God's way, not man's way. And there's a lot of good, there are a lot of good things in place, I hear, that's helping a lot of people, amen, and resources, you know, that's helping a lot of people. But, you know, we the believer must be under conviction in this respect. If we see that even though these agencies, organizations is doing some good deeds, we got to make sure that we the believer is the head and not the tail. In other words, we must be doing what thus saith the Lord, amen, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we know that his word has commanded us to do a lot, amen, but we can't do it by ourselves, amen. We can't do it individually, but we can do it collectively, amen. So in this scripture tonight, as we look at, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which come to help. See, first of all, know that the Lord is your helper. Amen. Lord, we got to know that, first of all, that he is our helper. Amen. So what this Psalm 121 does, Brother James and listeners, it invites people to consider the source of their help. Amen. That's what it's doing. Mm-hmm. It's inviting you. It's inviting me, amen, to consider the source of our help. God is that source. Come on, somebody. Can I get that, amen?
Yes,
God is that source. But to speak it is one thing. To believe it is another, amen. And in this psalm, amen, it assures those who pray this psalm that we do not walk alone. See, we're never alone, amen. And don't even see it, no matter how it look, how bleak it look, how uncertain it look, know that we are never alone, amen. The maker of heaven and earth joins with us. Come on. That's what it's saying.
Amen.
It says, look, I lift up my eyes into the hill with from which cometh my help. The verse 2 says, my help comes what? From the Lord. Which what? Which made heaven and earth. Amen. So if you look there in these, in this Psalm 21, amen, it talks about three truths, amen, about God's help and his care for you and for me. The creator is what? He's my helper. That's number one, amen. Number two, the God of Israel is your protector. So he is our helper and he is our protector. And then finally, the Lord will what? He will keep you from all harm. Amen. No matter how bleak it looks, no matter how uncertain it looks, know there's a brighter day. Amen. And the only way you can see the brighter day is through the eyes of the Spirit. Amen. Let this mind be in you is also in Christ Jesus. So we can't see the brighter day if we're looking through the soul, if we're looking through the flesh. Amen. But just know, amen, that the brighter day is in Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the light. And then he delegated to us, of course, in Matthew 5:16. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men. Amen. So they may see your good works and do well and glorify the Father which art in heaven. That's word, y'all. That's the word. Amen. That's the word. It means lifting our eyes toward the hills and to God. Who do what? Who dwells in them. Amen. So you look up. Amen. You got to see that God dwells in them. Amen. It means becoming an enemy to those who hate God and his word. Amen. So don't get it twisted. Amen. It's that you got enemies out here.
You got that right.
But don't fret. Don't worry. You keep on looking to the hill. You keep looking where God dwells. Amen. Keep looking where God dwells. Amen. And what I'm talking about tonight is that this psalm also is encouraging us to praise God. What?
Oh, yes.
For who he is and mm-hmm. what he has done. Come on. Look at here. I can stop right there. And the word being preached, amen. I'm going to say it again. This psalm encourages us that we ought to praise God for who he is. Amen.
Yes,
and what he has done.
Already done.
Amen. Already done. Amen. But see, I want to elaborate on a few things tonight. Amen. That we got to know there's a brighter day. Amen. And see, to say there's a brighter day, we the believer, we the Christian, okay, we the men and women of God, we already see it. Come on. I'm not saying we are to see it. We got to already see it, amen, because it's already been spoken. It's already been lived out for Jesus Christ. Amen. He rose on the third day. He lived 40 days. Amen. And showing infallible proof to reaffirm that which is lost. Come on now. He's doing the same thing now. There's something but through his people like me and you. Come on now. He's speaking these words. We ought to encourage others. Amen. We ought to lift them up. We ought to strengthen them. Amen. We ought to comfort them and let them know there's a brighter day. And I know that, listen, with all this evil in the world, all the killings, and it's, boy, it's sad. It's painful in our soul. We see these babies, amen, and we see all these killings and everything. But we got to, you know what? That's why we got Hebrews 10:25. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves like some. Other words, in the midst of these days that's heartbreaking and heartful and hurting, amen, we got to have a connection with some kindred spirits, amen, that there should be somebody, at least always say at least one person, amen, that you can divide in, that you can pray and you can listen and you can encourage, they can encourage you, because we know that when you start speaking about a brighter day to somebody that's in a dark moment in their life, they don't see what you're talking about. Amen. So takes that Holy Spirit. It takes the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it takes us not quenching the Holy Spirit. It takes us to allow the Holy Spirit full reign through us to be able to do whatever God has appointed for that particular time, amen. So that's what I want to say tonight, and I'm not going to be for you long, but I want you to know that we got to know that God is our source, amen. He is our helper, amen. He's our guardian. There we go, amen. He is our what? Protector, and he also is our keeper. Let me read some more verses. It says in verse 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not what? Slumber. Amen. So let's say he's your guardian. Amen. He's your guardian, right? Verse 4 says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. In other words, he's trying to let you know, I'm your guardian. In other words, I'm an army veteran. No matter how much I've been trained to do all these things, listen, I can't see or hear or know everything all the time. Only God can do that.
That's right.
No matter how well trained we are, we got to know that we got to continue to look to the hill and come with our help. Amen. Because verse 5 says, the Lord is thy keeper. Amen. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Come on, James. Upon thy right hand. That means he's your protector. He's my protector. Amen. His presence is a protective shade. Can we say it again? His presence is a protective shade or shield against all trials. Good God Almighty. Praise God. And verse 6 says, the sun shall not smite thee by day. Come on now. Nor the moon by night. Why? Because his presence, here we go again, y'all. His presence protect you and me from all the threats. Amen. Mm-hmm. And all the troubles. Amen. By day or by night. Verse 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from what?
Yeah.
James. From all evil. Amen. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve what? Thy soul. And what that means in retrospect is that the Lord is your keeper. Amen. He is your keeper. He will not keep you from all harm. No. He will keep you from all harm. and preserve your life. That means your soul. Come on now. Amen.
That's
verse
right.
8 says, The Lord shall preserve thy going out. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And thou coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. He will watch over all you do. And you come in and go, watch over you both now and eternity. Amen. So I just want to encourage you tonight to know that God, he got you. He got me.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. And as I look at this, and this song was sung by God's people. Listen. So I got to give you some footnotes here. It was sung by God's people in the face of threatening uncertainty. God, if you can put yourself in a situation, right, when you are facing some threatening uncertainties, right, but yet you
That's right, for sure
that I can look to the hill would come my help. And I can know that God will never leave me nor forsake me. So this psalm here is representation of that. Amen. So three times a year, check this out, y'all. Three times a year, they journeyed from all over the land up to Zion to observe the feast, right? And the pilgrimage was so long, it was so long and exhausting and filled with hazards. But they didn't let that stop them. Come on. What will you allow to stop you from getting from accomplishing God's will? Amen. You let come on now. This example of what they didn't let, even though it was a long journey, it was a long pilgrimage, and it was exalted, but yet it was filled with hazards. Yet these faithful Jews plodded on with a song on their lips. What you got tonight? What are you singing unto? Who are you singing unto? Amen. Are you got a made up mind? Amen. Are you going to do what thus says the Lord? Are you going to keep on saying that my day is bright because of Jesus? Amen. If it had not been for Jesus, amen. Come on, I'm going to say it again. If it had not been for Jesus, amen. I don't care how it looks. Amen. I don't care how this journey may seem to be so bleak or uncertain. I know my Redeemer. Amen. I know who my Redeemer is. Hey, come on, somebody. So I'm just trying to say in the midst of all of this, amen, they knew that they didn't walk alone. My question to you tonight, do you know that you don't walk alone? Do you believe God's word when it says he will never leave you nor forsake you? Come on. I'm say again, the Lord is your helper, and he's my helper.
Yes, he
in the midst of your hazardous situations, or you may live in an area that's so dangerous, amen, know who your helper is. Know who your God is, amen. And what are you willing? My question is this right here, because I gave you the illustration of them going on a journey, right?
That's right.
My question to you was, what are you willing to do? And what are you willing to give up? Amen. But yet, the example from these children here in the Word, they was devoted people who they knew they had to travel because they knew, James, they would not travel alone. Come on, somebody. Amen. Do you know that your travels in your journey for the Lord is not alone? Are you not going to let circumstances or situations or uncertainty stop you from doing what God told you to do? Because it's just a trick of the enemy. So lift up your eyes to the hills. Seek your true source. Amen. Continue. I'm going to use the word continue. Continue to seek your true source of help. Amen. And that's God. Amen. Continue.
Yes,
amen. Continue to seek. Continue. Amen. Because remember that you're not alone. Amen. So your confession got to be strong. You got to know that I'm never alone. He's always with me. Amen. He's always with me. He will guide me. He has guided me. And he's never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. We must not allow the difficulties and uncertainties of life to defeat us. Come on now. Come on. Amen. Listen, we must not allow. We got to allow the Holy Spirit. Come on. Acts 1 and 8 says that, but you shall receive power after what? The Holy Ghost has come upon you. Psalm 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a vessel of present help in trouble. Amen.
Yeah.
In Psalm 54, 54:4 says, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Amen. Is that all right, people of God? Amen. And then we got Isaiah 41:13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Stand unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee. So knowing that, know that, and that, don't forget that he is our helper. He's our guardian. Amen. The Lord watch over you. He watched over there, he watched over you. And we got to continue to trust him. Trust the process. Amen. A brighter day, y'all. We got to look at it, see that brighter day. Amen. He watches over you. Amen. As he does all his people. Amen. And he never slumbers nor he sleeps. Amen. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit now. Come on. The Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And I got a few verses of the scripture I'm going to read before I close out. Amen. The one says, bear with me, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Amen. Another verse I want to read to you tonight before I get out of here. Let's see where I'm at. Okay. Let me see where I'm at. Okay. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Amen. I want to thank God again, you know, whom all blessings flow, because we know that we cannot do anything without him, because he that dwelleth in the secret place of the
Most High
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the follower and from thy noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. In other words, that's his song. Amen. 41. Amen. Not Psalms, but Isaiah 41. So just let this word be a blessing unto you. Amen. As you get ready to close out, amen. Lord, we thank you for your abiding presence. We thank you whom all blessings for, and we pray, Father God, that the hearers of your word have received your word thus. And I pray again in Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Cousin James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor King on tonight, thank you for this word on tonight. I love every scripture that you gave, you know, ties into this message title for tonight. So we got to know that, as my mama used to say, and this was one of her favorite scriptures as well, Cousin Norman. You know, I'm passing your Aunt Patsy, my mama, that was one of her favorite scriptures. My mama slept with the Bible in her bed. You know, sleep reading the Bible. That was one of her favorite scriptures. Psalms, that Psalms 121. But, she always said, God is my all in all. You know, so you hear some of the old saints say that to me. God is my all in all. And what they're saying is God is our everything. And like you said, we can't do nothing without him. So I just thank God that I love how he says it in his word, that once we're in his hands, once we're saved in Jesus' name, can no one and nothing pluck us out of his hands. Ooh, that's powerful right there.
Amen.
That's a good scripture to know that nobody or nothing,
thank
no situation can pluck you out of God's hands. He's a promise keeper.
Amen. Amen. So
just want to say, we want to thank God for your sister, my cousin, Mary Ann King, and her son, Daniel. And have they arrived back in North Carolina yet, or are they still driving on their way back?
On the way back.
Want to keep them in prayer. The Lord will grant them traveling grace to make it back safely to North Carolina from Atlanta, Georgia.
Amen.
We committed to open the phone lines. And as we always say, we have people that do dial in, and some of them don't say anything, but we thank God for them. So in the meantime, we want to continue to keep Deacon Marvin Cox in your prayers. We want to continue to keep Sister Essie Tutt in prayer. She's now in rehab. And then we also want to keep Deacon Levi Bryant and his entire family of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, one of our faithful deacons there, him and his family, we want to keep them in prayer and all those that have lost loved ones, and even I heard from Washington, D.C. the other day, Overseer Jackson sent me a Facebook message about the 60-year-old boy that shot the teacher. And, I, you know, but
yes.
the word of God is being fulfilled every day, and the devil have no shame. So that's why we got to keep one another lifted up in prayer and encourage one another in God's word. Right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that would have comments for Pastor Norman King on tonight, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you can do so now. The phone lines are open. Praise the Lord. Anyone? Okay. I just wanted to give everybody a chance that was on the line. Because like I say, some people don't say anything, but we thank God for you for dialing in. And I know that I received this word, so I know that I was not the only one that received this word. And what I love about this ministry now, that is not only worldwide, we thank God for it being worldwide, but now it is being heard through the prisons throughout the United States. Well, we just thank God for opening those doors that even prisoners that are incarcerated behind prison bars can receive God's word. They have an opportunity to hear God's word, and they have an opportunity to confess their sins and be saved in Jesus' name. Those that are saved that have maybe been behind prison bars, they have a chance to be reconciled back to God. So we just thank God for this role of our ministry. The phone lines are still open. We want to continue to keep Sister Gwen Walker in prayer. She's in Dallas, Texas, for her godson's wedding was today. She normally she's a faithful listener that faithfully dials in, but she sent me a message that she is in Dallas, Texas. So we want to definitely keep her in prayer that she will arrive safely back home from Dallas, Texas. The phone lines are open. Anyone? Well, I just want to say to you, Pastor Norman King, since nobody is going to say anything, we thank God for, again, we thank God for every listener that dials in. We thank God for every listener that faithfully tunes in through social media platforms around the world. We thank God for this word that just went forth on tonight, a brighter day. Somebody needs to hear that word. Somebody is going through something on tonight that we don't even know about, but we thank God that he knows. And we serve an awesome God that we don't have to send him anywhere. He's always there. He's everywhere at the same time. And I thank God for being a promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people. So we just thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, on tonight for delivering this word that God has given to you for the listeners on tonight, because he already knows who's going to be listening and what we stand in need of. So we thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being obedient. And thank you for standing in the gap on tonight for Deacon Marvin Cox. He said he would be listening in by phone. So I didn't see a number pop up on my screen, but I know he's in the hospital, so he may be going through different procedures. But while he's in the hospital, so we definitely want to keep Deacon Marvin Cox and also his wife, Betty, continue to keep them in prayer. We're getting ready to close out for tonight. I'm going to ask all listeners if you would please touch and agree with me in prayer. I am so excited to announce that my younger sister, Donata Burney, everyone that knows her knows that she's a gospel playwright. She writes gospel plays, and she writes books, and she has a movie coming out real soon. But her latest stage play that was performed at Mary Grove College in July of last year, A Dream for Mama, was just won the Film Festival Award out of California on the other day. Her gospel stage play, A Dream for Mama, just received a Film Festival Award from California. So we're just going to give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing in her life, that she will continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children once again, thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you for your word that has come forth through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, on tonight. Continue to elevate him. Continue to enlarge his coast and increase his territory, that you will continue to be able to use him, that he will continue to be the vessel that you have called for these last and evil days, that he will continue to stand on your word, continue to be a faithful doer of your word, and not just a hearer only, that he will continue to lead the people that you have placed him over in the ministry that you have placed him over down in North Carolina. Not only him, but every faithful doer of your word. Our sister in Christ, Tara Doss, as she's getting ready to complete her first book, we are touching and agreeing that her book is going to be a blessing to everyone that hears about it, that everyone that purchases that book and read it, that they are going to be blessed and inspired and encouraged through her book. Continue to bless her and the works of her hands. Continue to strengthen her faith. Continue to heal and strengthen her body as only you can in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up Brother Rob Mitchell and the assignment that you have on his life and all those that are being faithful doers of your word all over the land. We continue to lift up our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway. Continue to bless him. Continue to lead and guide him in the way that you would have him to go. He is an awesome young man of God. We just thank you for him. We appreciate him, and we just love him, and we just thank you that you are using him, and his life is an example. He's just not preaching your word, but he's living your word, as well as Pastor Norman King and others that are being faithful doers and followers of Jesus Christ. So continue to have your way in each one of our lives. We pray, Lord, that you would grant Sister Gwen Walker traveling grace to make it back home safely, and our cousin Mary Ann King and her son Daniel, that they would make it safely back home to North Carolina. Continue to lead and guide each one of us as you would have us to go individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is now being heard through prisons all over the United States. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We know that it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So continue to have your way in our lives as individuals, and then as a corporate body of believers, and help us to continue to encourage one another in your word. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, remember this, that I love you, but guess what? We know that, and thank God that God loves us even more. So once again, we're going to do our opening song as our closing song on tonight, because we are in a spiritual war. So that's why I'm praying this opening song as the closing song on tonight. That's why we have to stay prayerful, because the word of God says the prayers of the righteous still availeth much. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember, Pastor Frederick Chapman of the New Beginning Bible Church from Detroit, Michigan, will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. But before we close out on tonight, listen, I just want you all to remember and know God's word is true. And we who are being faithful doers of God's word, we are being attacked by the enemy from every side. So we got to stand on God's word, and his word lets us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so we just thank God that he sees everything. He sees the motives and the hidden agendas of all those that are claiming to be followers of Jesus Christ, but they have a form of godliness. But we just want to continue to stand on God's word, that as they try to throw their fiery darts, that we stand on God's word, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou God, our Heavenly Father, shall condemn in Jesus' name.
you can't have my